From the Heart, February 19. Our Need of the Holy Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not only to sanctify, but to convict. We cannot repent of our sins until we are convicted of our guilt. How necessary, then, it is that we should have the Holy Spirit with us as we labor to reach fallen souls. Our human abilities will be exercised in vain unless they are united with this heavenly agency. In the work of saving sinners, we and angels are to work in harmony, teaching the truth of God to those who are unlearned therein, in order that they may be set free from the bonds of sin. Truth alone can make us free. The liberty that comes through a knowledge of truth is to be proclaimed to every creature. Our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the angels of heaven are all interested in this grand and holy work. To us has been given the exalted privilege of revealing the divine character by unselfishly seeking to rescue sinners from the pit of ruin into which they have been plunged. Every human being who will submit to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit is to be used for the accomplishment of this divinely conceived purpose. Our Savior is to be more distinctly recognized and acknowledged as the all-sufficiency of His Church. He alone can perfect the faith of His people. We need to leave more room for the working of the Holy Spirit in order that laborers may be bound together and may move forward in the strength of the united body of soldiers. Entire consecration to the service of God will reveal the molding influence of the Holy Spirit at every step along the way. God desires that His Church shall lay hold by faith upon His promises and ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to help them in every place. Oh, that frail mankind would realize that it is the general of the armies of heaven that is leading and directing the movements of his allies on earth. Christ himself is the renewing power, working in and through every soldier by the agency of the Holy Spirit. Every individual is to become an instrument in his hands to work for the salvation of souls. Not one who desires to labor for the Master is to be refused a place, if he is a true follower of Christ. Everyone has an individual responsibility to bear in the cause of Christ. The efficiency of the Spirit of God will make effective the labors of all who are willing to submit to his guidance.